Hey, what do you think of using awareness itself as an object for meditation? Not open awareness, but the awareness of the body, where consciousness and the object meet. For example, that thin layer of awareness. Thank you. I think one of the things that is always important to come back to and emphasize is that whatever method or technique or object that we use, we have to be gauging and reflecting, is it for the increase of wholesome dhammas and the decrease of unwholesome dhammas? Is it for the increase of clarity or is it for the sort of increase in confusion? Any object is actually fair game. I mean, it's when the Buddha starts laying out all the different ways that we can be cultivating, there's a huge range of what is possible. The main thing is to say, does it work? So that if it works, if it's helpful for increasing clarity, stability, and wholesome and skillful states, then it's good. If it's sometimes a subtle object of attention is really helpful because it challenges one to really pay attention, be really clear, especially something like that where one's really trying to catch that how the mind establishes its awareness and consciousness. And sometimes it's a bit too obtuse and the mind just sort of starts to drift, so that one has to see for oneself what's working, what's beneficial.